talking today with John Collison with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. John, fairly new slot for you, coming over as Vice President for Public Policy and Media Affairs. As you think about some of the big issues that you're trying to tackle from that public policy point of view, maybe start with the federal issues first of all. What are some priorities that are important to Oklahoma Farm Bureau here in 2013?
Yeah, here. Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me this morning. But one of our biggest issues coming out of 2013 is going to be a farm bill. You know, we're on our third try of trying to pass a farm bill in Washington, D.C., and our influence keeps getting less and less up there. We need to make sure that our voice is heard in Washington, D.C. Chairman Frank Lucas is back writing this bill again for us from Oklahoma, and we're thankful for that. We're so happy to have Chairman Lucas in that position. But as an Oklahoma Farm Bureau, we need to make sure that our voice is heard on the commodity tolls. We saw last week in the Senate a clear shot across the bow that if we're going to balance the budget in America, it's going to be balanced on the back of military and farmers in this country. That's not acceptable. We're not opposed to getting this budget back in shape. Matter of fact, we demand this budget gets back in shape. But we have to have equal across-the-board cuts. You can't just balance it on the backs of the commodity title or the military in this country. So it's something that we're very focused on and very much have our sights focused on in the future. Some other issues we're looking at. EPA. You know, we lost the administrator of the EPA. President Obama is getting ready to put a new administrator in. That's a very keen interest for our members. EPA can hurt us or help us, and usually hurt us more than the agriculture bills can sometimes. And so it's something that we remain focused on to make sure that, again, American Farm Bureau is working on that on our behalf. But we need to make sure that we get an EPA administrator in there that understands rural Oklahoma, that understands farm dust, that understands how we work and how we live, because a lot of these regulations that come out of Washington, D.C. don't seem to always take our farmers into play.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the state issues that you've got on your agenda right now. Top of mind for most agricultural organizations for quite a few years has went through the water planning process is water, and we got the water plan in place now. What do we do now?
Yeah, well, and again, the Farm Bureau is right there at the table. We have to make sure that when this water plan, you see out the other day, you saw the drawdown of Canton Lake by Oklahoma City. And that's fine. They own that water. It was their water to do it. But you saw that it became almost a rural versus urban issue. In the Daily Oklahoman, in the newspapers, and the stories that were written out there, it became a rural versus urban issue. That's what we have to focus on that fight sometimes. But not only do we have to focus on the fights from municipalities in Oklahoma or other entities, we've got Texas taking us to the Supreme Court to fight for our water rights against Texas versus Oklahoma. This is the issue that will take us into the future, water. We have to have that voice, and we have to have that fight every single day to make sure that our members, 77 counties wide, have the water they need for their livestock, for their trees, for their crops, for whatever it might be. We need to make sure our members have that fight and have that that position at the table from the Farm Bureau.
In case of water, it really is an issue of making sure that the agriculture is not left off of that list of having priority for water.
Absolutely. Agriculture is one of the most important uses. Other than drinking, agriculture is right there at the top because we have to have it. I mean, everybody has to have it. And it's a fight that it's an issue that we all have to have a seat at the table and talk about. And I think we're doing a good job. I think Oklahoma is doing a fair job, but again, we represent over 111,000 members, and I need to make sure that their voice is heard for their livestock industry or for their crop industry when it comes to this plan.
Let's talk about a couple of other things. Interesting movement and really a battle between agriculture again and some of the animal rights extremists in the case of the horse harvest bill.
Yeah, right. We've got a bill coming up here later on this year called it's called the Freedom to Farm Bill. And it goes after issues like this. Thanks to Representative McNeil and to Senator Allen this week who brought up the horse slaughter bill, we have a problem in rural Oklahoma. We have, you know, with President Obama 2 years ago lifted the ban on horse slaughter. The state of Oklahoma hasn't lifted theirs yet. We need to do that immediately. The bill's passed overwhelmingly out of the House and Senate this week. Now, that doesn't mean they're done. They still have to flip-flop and go back and forth to each other and then on to the governor. But, you know, this is an issue. When horses reach their useful end, we have to find a humane way to deal with them, and horse harvesting is. You know, there's no plans for a plant to come here yet. We're just merely trying to open the law back up that if somebody wants to come into Oklahoma and take care of a massive problem that we're having out in the country, that they can. We've had some animal rights. The HSUS has hired some guns out at the Capitol to come fight on their behalf. It's not California. This is Oklahoma. We have honest people that understand the problem and see it for what it is, and thankfully, thankfully, to our legislators who passed that bill this week out of the House and Senate for common sense. But again, these fights aren't over. They take them to other states. We're going to pass this Freedom to Farm bill hopefully this year too, take it to a vote of the people to make it a constitutional right that farmers and ranchers in the state of Oklahoma under modern agricultural practices have the right to farm and ranch. That doesn't sound like a big deal today, but it could be in the future.
I know that also a lot of interest in this measure. Senator Justice moving on the Senate side in regards to trying to get some dollars, cost share dollars for drought assistance and for these rural firefighters.
Absolutely, yeah. Representative Arms on the House and Senator Justice on the and our Representative DeWitt also, Senator Justice also are doing a great service for us. Again, drought is a massive problem. We have projects out there right now. The Oklahoma Water Resources Board up to about $2.5 million. Of emergency projects that could go today that can solve some of these water issues for these municipalities. We have towns that could run out of water within a year, year and a half if we don't get significant rainfall. That's massive to Oklahoma. I highly encourage everybody to look at these drought bills that are coming out of the House and Senate and please support them because we do need to build our infrastructure for the future. We've got a lot of water in the state of Oklahoma. We just don't all have it in the same places. And sometimes we need to look at what we can do to get that water moved around or dig underground to get more. So,
Vice President of Public Affairs and Media Relations, John Collison with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.